We've got Scrappy in the studio, the Guardians of the Children. How you doing today, sir?
I'm doing good. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. I get to talk about an event that you've done now for 10 years. This is the big big milestone for this Child Abuse Awareness and Family Appreciation Day.
Tomorrow's a big day for us. We're excited. We've been prepping for probably 6 weeks now.
Putting a lot into it, and tell us what's going to be happening out at the DNN Event Center tomorrow.
Well, tomorrow morning at the DNN Event Center from 11 to 2, we're going to have hamburgers, hot dogs, and pizza for everybody that comes through the door.
That alone makes it worth it.
It does.
Got to come out.
I'm going to throw it out there right now that everything tomorrow is free. We'll have hamburgers, hot dogs, and pizza, like I said. There's going to be bounce houses set up for the kids to play on. There's going to be a ton of area agencies and organizations to give out information of what services they have available to your kids.
Uh-huh.
But everybody knows that tomorrow is the day we give away the bicycles.
It's the bicycle day. It's been they've connected the two through the years.
They have. And what better way to make a kid smile than to put them on a new bicycle?
I think it's good anytime you have an event that points out, in conjunction with, in this case, April being Child Abuse Awareness Month, drawing attention to that. And I know there's several nonprofits that do things. I know they got the blue that is kind of the color associated with the month. Two, I know Bridge of Hope does some things, and they had the lemonade stand at Cody Elementary last week and raising money for that. And this is another way to do that. Guardians of the Children, I mean, the whole purpose, I mean, the name kind of says it all, right? You want to do everything you can to guard children and make sure they have a happy and safe childhood, right?
That is correct.
Yeah.
You know, especially in the world, the way things are going now, there's so many bad things around that everybody needs to, but it's kind of our job to bring a focus of the adults to watching out for the kids.
Be more mindful of it, and awful things happen. I think we have all heard of child abuse in many different forms, certainly, but we just have to be more aware for that, and then speak up if we suspect something's going on, right?
Absolutely. That's kind of our credo. If the last line of our mission statement is, don't let your silence drown out their cries. And another thing that we use a lot is, if you see something, say something.
Yeah.
And, you know, that goes for kids seeing other kids being abused. If they see something, they should speak up to an adult, you know, because you can never have too many people watching.
Mm-hmm.
That's the other part of our mission statement, other than protecting the kids, is we educate the public about child abuse. And that's a never-ending job.
No, unfortunately, it's something that continues. This event, though, helps provide much-needed funds for you guys to be able to do other things throughout the year, right?
Actually, tomorrow there's no funds involved. Mm-hmm. It's not. We're supported by this great community that we have around here. You know, they support everything we do. We've got several great sponsors that are helping us, and including United Way.
I see that, yeah. The flyer I'm looking at, United Way, Martinson Multimedia is on there, Front Street Advertising. What do we got? Miss Buzz?
Miss Bees.
Bees. Mm-hmm. Balloons, okay.
There will be She does the balloon animals, and there's going to be face painters there. And
Rowdy Rot Barbecue, supplying some good meal food, I'm guessing.
They're the ones that do all the hamburger and hot dog
cooking
for us.
They're doing all the food and doing it out of the goodness of their heart, not requiring anything there. Bannister's Leadership Academy.
They're another organization in town that teaches leadership skills to kids, and they come out and help us run the event because it takes a lot of manpower to put this on.
And Shrake Body Shop.
Yes, sir. Most of the ones they have billboards around town, and they're advertising it for us because we want everybody to know about tomorrow.
Yeah, I saw it coming over the overpass coming mm-hmm. in town this morning, too. It was flashed on there. And that's great to help get the word out, and we're furthering that. 11 to 2 tomorrow, come on out. Guardians of the Children Flat Rock chapter here in North Platte, 10th Annual Child Abuse Awareness and Family Appreciation Day. This is about as family-friendly as you can get.
I believe so.
There'll be fun jumps, bounce houses, as you mm-hmm. said there, games, cakewalks, free food. I don't need to say that much, and that's going to get people out there.
That's
sure.
a good draw all
and
by
then,
itself.
How many bikes are you hoping to give away?
I'm going to say right now, it's been crazy this last mm-hmm. week, but I'm going to say we're probably over 200.
No kidding.
Yes.
Last over 200 year. Kids are going to get going to come away from this with new bikes.
Thanks to everybody's generosity, last year we set a record at 277.
Oh gosh, that's amazing. Even better is seeing the kids get on their bikes and get some exercise and get out there. Yeah, and
hopefully they take them outside before they get on them, though.
Well, yeah, that goes without saying for sure. So come on out, DNN Event Center. Great event tomorrow between 11 and 2. You don't have to come for all 3 hours. Just, come out. You'll get fed, so don't worry about lunch. And you're going to go away really happy, and a lot of kids are going to have a day to remember for basically the rest of their lives, for sure, huh?
I hope so.
Yeah. Anything else you want to mention in conjunction with this, or anything else you have coming up with Guardians of the Children that you're planning?
We don't have any other events coming up in the real near future. Just bring all the kids and come see us tomorrow.
All right. We want a lot. You want to see the more the merrier, and families and everybody walking through and having fun. Bouncing in the bounce houses and enjoying the food and the cakewalks and games. Do you know what sort of games they're going to have?
Oh, goodness. Our littles have games set up out there.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure there's going to be a ring toss.
Okay.
And I think I heard about a duck pond, but I can't remember the other ones.
Okay. You'll just have to come out and find out. Huh?
Come out and be ready to have a good time.
All righty. Scrappy's been our guest here on Mugs in the Morning. We appreciate you dropping by to let people know about this great event at the DNN Event Center tomorrow from 11 to 2. Hope you get a good crowd out there. And boy, wouldn't that be something? Everybody that gets a bike ought to line up. You ought to have a little, like a little race area. They can just initially break in those bikes by racing out of the parking lot or something like that.
That'd be cool. Would be fun.
That would be. Thanks a lot, Scrappy.
Thank you
Take
for
care.
Having me.